of them, yes, so we gave them some shelving to get started. And he's offered the favour back and said, well, if you want to borrow my tractor and trailer, he came down and one day he took 17 tonnes of steel to the recycling scrapyard. And we just saw that as a provision of God, because that gave us money to put back into the work. And that's gone on. I think someone calculated we took out over 40 tonnes of steel ourselves over a number of months.
Nuts and bolts and shelving must have been in your dreams for a long time. Because that repetitive action.
I mean, we went through, you go through it, the period of history, if you like, because they had Whitworth Threads, UNC, UNF, and we finally ended up with Metric as they went through the years.
Through the years, yeah. But that must have left a big space, lots of space for the congregation.
Yeah, we've got a fantastic hall. People have come in and looked at it and thought that it's probably one of the best venues in Taunton itself for productions, and we spent a lot of time investigating types of materials we'd need for ceilings to get the acoustics right. A lot of people have already shown interest. Can we borrow, can we rent your place?
And so there's performance space in there as well, effectively.
So we've got about a 22 metre by 15 metre main hall with an entrance foyer and lobby with rooms to the sides, cafe. Would you mind if I just give a little plug for
a cafe?
A cafe, yeah. We've got a real heart to reach the young people in our town. And as a church, we felt it important to invest in that area. And so we've employed two people to take on our youth in the community work. And they run not just things for in the church, but also outside for young people. And part of that is to start a youth cafe on a Friday evening. In fact, they're launching that tonight. And all our money went into developing the main hall and the entrance. We run out of money for the cafe. So it's been a make-do and mend. But it looks amazing what you can do with paint and recycling, upcycling products that have been left in the building. If you walk in now, you'd be absolutely amazed at it. And so all the young people will meet tonight. And that's open to a lot of the youngsters in our community as well, just to drop in. And it caters for different age groups. So there'll be two sort of finishing points, one for the earliers.
So how's the church faring and the community in the area? Is it good heart?
Yeah, very good.
And I guess now they have this new facility. That must be quite a boost.
It's amazing, yeah. We've done just recently done a leaflet drop in around the area just to let folks know that we're opening. We want to invite them to come to our opening day tomorrow, which is Saturday at 3 o'clock outside the building with the mayor. Hopefully.